Though much of the government remains closed, Mount Rushmore reopens today. South Dakota worked out a deal with the National Park Service. The state will pay more than $15,000 a day, all the costs of running the park.
The Argus Leader newspaper reports the state, in turn, is getting money from private donors. Other national parks have already reopened as states pay the costs without a guarantee of federal repayment. The Statue of Liberty opened yesterday in New York. The Grand Canyon reopened Saturday in Arizona.
And now the giant sculpture of four presidents on a mountainside can be seen by tourists. It has been closed since October 1st. Now, we cannot confirm rumors that during the past 2 weeks, while out of sight, Abe Lincoln yanked his beard in frustration. Theodore Roosevelt threw his glasses. George Washington cursed, and Thomas Jefferson hung his head in shame.
By the time tourists arrive, the four presidents will be in their customary poses, calm and confident, eyes always fixed on the horizon.